Right, where's the boys and girls? Right. Where are you? Oh, we've just had one that disappeared, haven't they? That's fine. You sit down up there because you need to look high this morning. And as I've been thinking about this morning, and going in and out of schools, I talked to lots of boys and girls, and I thought a little bit about one of the events that happened after the Lord Jesus was put to death on the cross, raised back to life. The disciples, they were wondering, well, what were they going to do? What were they going to do? And Jesus, one of the fishermen, he said to the other disciples who were with him, some of them were fishermen, and he said to them, I'm going fishing. I'm going fishing. You think about that for a moment, because I want us to think about this verse here. And this verse here says, but God demonstrates to us his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. And imagine God demonstrated, he showed to us his own love by coming down to earth. Those of you who are parents this morning, you show your children love by getting them what they need, but sometimes what they want. And what they want is not always good to give them, because they need to learn to wait till the time is right. And sometimes you'll discipline your children because we have to. And it's because we care about them. We love them. You see, if we didn't care about them, we'd just let them do whatever they like. And they'll end up in bigger trouble. And that's why we discipline them, is because we love them. And God loves each and every one of us here this morning, just like he loved the disciples after being put to death and being brought back to life. The disciples, well, they went back fishing. And when Peter said, I'm going fishing, I don't know what else to do, I'm going fishing. And out he went, and the other disciples, some of them went with him. And they went out in the evening, and they went out onto the Sea of Galilee, and they put the nets out, they brought them in. And all night long they were going out and they were coming in. But what did they catch? Nothing. All night. And they caught nothing. And as they were coming into shore in the morning, they heard a voice from the shore. And it was this person up here. And he said, shouted out to them, and he said, put your nets out onto the right side of the boat. Notice what he said. The right side. Was that the right side for your right hand? Oh, there could be discussion there, couldn't there? But it was the right side of the boat. And so they did. And as they put the nets out onto the right side of the boat, it did not take very long until they began to pull them in. And the Bible tells us that it was the largest catch they had ever caught. It even tells us 153 big fish. 153 big fish. Now the disciples didn't realize this, but this was Jesus that were on the shore. He was cooking breakfast for them. John, one of the disciples who went with Peter out all night fishing, he said to them, do you know, Peter, that is Jesus. That's Jesus. And Peter, well, you know, Peter, we could talk a lot about Peter, because he was one of those people that whatever came in here, out here it came. Sometimes that's good, but often it's bad, isn't it? You see, that's why God gave us what I call a computer that we call the brain. That what we take in and what we see, we are to process and give out that which is of benefit and help to others.
Peter, he just put on his outer garment
and he jumped into the sea and he swam. Why? Because he wanted to get to where Jesus was. And as he came to shore, Jesus was cooking breakfast. He came up to Jesus and Jesus said to him,
go back and get some more fish. So he went back to the boat because he left the other disciples to pull in this large catch of fish on their own. And he went back and he got some fish and he brought them up to Jesus, and the other disciples came and they sat around. And Jesus cooked breakfast for them and they all sat around. You could imagine. All sitting around and maybe the sand or the odd bit of stone or whatever that was there. And the conversation started. One to the other. But notice where Jesus sat. He sat beside Peter, I think. I think he sat beside Peter. Because Jesus and Peter, they were talking, and Jesus turned to Peter and he said, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Can I ask you this morning, do you love the Lord Jesus? Do you love the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life? And Peter turned to Jesus and he said to Jesus, I do. Of course I love you. And then Jesus said to Peter, go and feed my lambs. Now we're in a farming community, aren't we? Some of you know a lot about lambs. You know, I worked on a farm and I know a little bit about lambs, but when the lambs that are born, that maybe the mum hasn't got enough milk, they need to be fed. Do you know this morning, we need to feed upon God's word and teach one another the things of God from his word. Conversation carried on for a little while longer, I presume. Jesus turned to Peter a second time and he said, Peter, do you love me? You know what it's like, boys and girls, when your mum or dad ask you a question twice? You've already answered and you think, I've told you! Do you ever think that? Ah, you do, don't you? Ah. Peter says, of course I love you. Of course I do. Then Jesus responded to Peter and he said, go feed my sheep. Go and feed my sheep. I wonder what Peter thought about. We're sitting by the shore, on the shore, by the sea, having fish for breakfast. Jesus said, go and feed my lambs, now go feed my sheep. You see, the Lord Jesus was asking Peter these questions for a reason. Because remember how Peter denied the Lord Jesus in the courtyard when he was being arrested and sentenced to death? And three ladies came up to Peter and says, you're one of them, aren't you? You look like him, you speak like him. And what did he say? No, I don't. Nothing to do with him. And the cock crowed. I wonder this morning, have you ever denied the Lord Jesus when you should have taken your stand for his glory? It's a challenge. And sometimes we all fail in that area. Conversation went on a little bit longer and Jesus turned to Peter a third time and he says, Peter, do you love me? Now by this time, Peter was probably getting frustrated. I've already answered you. Of course I do, he says, and you know that I love you. And Jesus replied, go and feed my lambs. Go and feed my sheep. Wonder how many times has the Lord Jesus asked you that same question? Do you love me?
Do you love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind? Because it's only what's done for Jesus in this world will last for all eternity. And it was because Peter denied the Lord Jesus 3 times that Jesus asked Peter that same question, "Do you love me?" 3 times. And Peter began to remember, I'm sure, the reason why Jesus was asking him that question. Peter did not want to go to the people of Samaria to take the good news of the Lord Jesus to those people. But the Lord Jesus was preparing him. And eventually Peter went and told the Samaritan people the good news of the Lord Jesus. And that was out of Peter's comfort zone. And this morning, we need to step out of our comfort zone and tell people of why God sent Jesus into this world. How he came into this world and died upon the cross and rose again victoriously. Who is alive in heaven, who sent his Holy Spirit down to earth, and who wants to be a part of our lives. And so that we can be with him in heaven. And he wants us to be there. But it comes down to choices, doesn't it? What choice will you make? You see, you got up this morning, and I'm sure the children maybe might have went to Mummy. What clothes will I put on this morning? You don't see what I see. But are you going to have a hot or a cold breakfast? Am I going to drive fast or drive slow? And depending on the time you'll leave will determine whether it's a slow run or a fast run. But the important thing is to be in heaven with the Lord Jesus. Ask Jesus to forgive you of your sin. Invite him into your life and know him as Lord and Savior of your life. Then the Bible says you can be with him in heaven. Do you love him? Don't just say you do, but mean it from here, because that is what will last. Jesus loved Peter. That's why he asked him 3 times. And he loves you here this morning just as much as he loved Peter. And so, the Lord Jesus, on the Mount of Olives, he went home to be with his Father in heaven. And the disciples stood gazing up into heaven. Had never seen anything like it before. And God sent the angels down and said, "Why stand ye gazing? Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." God sent his Son to die so that you and I could have life. But he did not only die. He rose again. He is alive in heaven. And because he is alive, we can talk to him in prayer and ask him to be a part of our lives. Let us bow for a moment of prayer as we think about this. Father in heaven, we thank you that you love and that you care for each and every one of us. And Father, we pray this morning that you would help us to make that right choice and to allow you into our lives and to be Lord and Savior. And Father, that we would come to know you as our friend and as our Lord, so that one day we can be with you in heaven. Help us, Lord Jesus, to understand our responsibility before you and to come to the foot of the cross and to simply say, "I am sorry. Please forgive me. Come into my life. and be my Savior and help me to live for you. Help us, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.